producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And every show we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News, none better than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, boy oh boy, unbelievable some of the things that are happening on the campaign trail, but you cover John Boehner for a long time. What do you make of the John Boehner pullout?
I think that was the only option he had. There was too many disagreements from all of the people who were members of Congress who are very conservative. If they think Kevin McCarthy is going to be a whole lot different, he's probably not going to be. So be careful what you wish for.
Yes, so as we jump back onto the road and the Democrats, and you got a debate coming up, there's all this talk about Biden. Any word on the street about Biden in or out?
I think he's in, but I could be totally out of my mind.
I like that. I could be
you
totally
think he's in. I mean, what do you think?
I do. I do think he's going to go in. I think his wife and his family is really rallying around him, telling him that he should go for it because this is it for him. I mean, if he's going to do it, this is the last time, really. So I think he's probably going to jump in. And boy, I wonder what kind of havoc that's going to cause for Hillary Clinton.
Well, it's going to cause great havoc, and I think he'd probably be the nominee, but I don't know. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is all of this talk about the Martian film, and did NASA release this water issue at the same time to get some press for it? Did they know?
Yeah.
When did they know about it?
Yeah, you know, I just talked to Chris Carberry from Explore Mars, and I don't get that impression that they did. I don't think it was an on purpose thing. In other words, I know Rush Limbaugh went off on that on his show, but I don't think so. I mean, the interesting question is NASA dead in most Americans' minds because of so many other things that are taking precedent? And whenever you talk about money and the cost of space exploration, and then that's why the thought is, the conspiracy is, hey, this is why they released it, to get people excited about Mars. What do you think? I say no.
I honestly don't know. You know, there was a law that you couldn't propagandize other Americans, but that went off the books, so now it's legal.
Yeah, crazy when you think about it. All right, Donald Trump, you're very familiar with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump keeps, no matter what, even if Ben Carson jumps up in the polls, is Donald Trump the nominee? I mean, who knows, but boy, this is crazy.
Well, we really don't know. This is a long time going on.
Yeah. It is a long time going on, isn't it? What did you make of Obama and Putin's meeting at the UN?
Well, I thought we're not going to know what really happened until somebody leaks it out a few years from now.
Yes.
It must not have been very pretty. It must have been pretty tough.
Yeah,
that's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. I think it was pretty tough because they hadn't even met in 2 years. Crazy. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
All right, here's a good one for you. Fair or foul? A lot of people buzzing about this story. So the Pope meets with Kim Davis. You know who Kim Davis is? Supposedly. The Kentucky County Clerk who said, not on my watch, no gay marriage licenses. Remember, she even went to jail for 5 days, and she still refuses to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. So in Washington, D.C., this meeting took place, allegedly, at the Vatican Embassy. So she's a familiar face. I don't believe that this is a made-up deal. And this is what happened. The Pope said, thank you for your courage. Stay strong. He held out his hands, asked her to pray for him. Davis held his hands and said, I will. Please pray for me. Then they embraced. So he spoke to them in English, her and her husband. And then gave them rosaries. Supposedly then gave them rosaries. I mean, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I mean, this is a woman who tilted for probably a week the news cycle on its axis and was jailed for contempt of court for refusing those marriage licenses. She removed her name, as we know the story, and title from the licenses, and She said she was humbled to meet Pope Francis. And she said, of all people, why me? I never thought I'd meet the Pope. Who am I to have this rare opportunity? I'm just a county clerk who loves Jesus and desires with all my heart to serve him. She said Pope Francis was kind, genuinely caring, and very personable. So Kim and her husband Joe getting the rosaries from the Pope. Now, Davis's parents are Catholic, and she says she's going to give the rosaries to them. He left Sunday from Philly. He had a little press conference, told some journalists on the plane, his plane, the Vatican plane, that government officials had a human right to conscientiously object to signing same-sex marriage licenses, and he didn't mention that he had met her. He just said conscientious objection is a right that is a part of every human right. It's a human right. If a government official is a human person, he has the right. That's what led to the speculation of whether or not the Pope was aware of her situation. The word is, and this comes from Washington, so I was going to say I got to believe it, but you know, maybe I shouldn't use Washington and got to believe it in the same sentence. Ba-dum-bum. But the founder of the chairman of Liberty Council said that not only did the Pope know of Kim Davis, he personally met with her to express his support. Wow. Because she's this symbol of conflict between Christian faith and cultural challenges. So this was an on-purpose meeting. Of all the people the Pope could have pulled out of thin air, that's who he meets with. Wow. Talk about, in some ways, vindicating Mike Huckabee. People were like, whoa, why are you going down that road? Huckabee, what are you doing? So, I'm just surprised that they would step in that direction, because really the Vatican was trying to step around anything that was overly controversial in a sense. Not the obvious possibilities of clashes that the Pope would talk about. I'm saying something that would just put you squarely in the middle of a huge disagreement many Christians are even having. So I guess, you know, of course, the Pope hasn't changed his mind on traditional marriage. Duh. He's the head of the Catholic Church. I don't think that's a shocker at all. But he certainly has embraced gay people and has said such, I guess, not in the marital sense, but wow, to step into this, into the middle of this, I have to say, I'm very surprised that that they would do that, that he would do that. And, of course, there's no secret meetings, and the Pope should know that, right? I don't think he intended it necessarily for it to be secret, but it's, of course, it was going to get out. So there you go. Any thoughts on the Pope meeting with Kim Davis? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Telling her to be strong. Hey, speaking of being strong, I don't think there's a lot of people that are going to be strong when it comes to what's happening with the budget and the funding of the budget. We're going to talk about that coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight. Hang with us, yo.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE. for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All right, so in Washington, the big deal is, of course, and hey, by the way, it could affect us, but we're so used to it, I think we're numb. You asked somebody about, oh, did you know that the government might not be funded by October 1st, which is Thursday? People will just look at you with a blank stare. Really? Oh, that's fascinating. I had no clue. And why is that? The reason is because of what the tug of war, the nonsense that we went through just a few years ago, it seems, right? Do you remember that? Back in, 2011, we were going back and forth over who's, what's funding, where is going to be funding. And every year, seemingly, we're talking about Band-Aids, what's the Senate going to do, what's the House going to do, what are we going to defund, how are we going to make a Custard's Last Stand out of the budget. It's just stunning to me how we're repeating ourselves history-wise again and again and again and again and again and again. So, you know, go figure. I don't know. I'm just saying. And with the budget being held hostage, I mean, we know what's going to happen. This is not, we're not going to have a government shutdown. I think that would be a real shocker. I don't think so. I don't think we're going to see that. But time is ticking on the clock. We're going to get the Band-Aid. The Band-Aid's going to be there till the 11th. Of December. That's what the Senate was pushing for. And, you know, that's it. And we go back again to square one constantly. I'm just saying, of everything that's happening, and there's something bigger to talk about when it comes to those despicable thugs of ISIS, but as part of the buzz in the backyard. And see, people know more about ISIS than they do the budget. But in the meantime, let's just say this about the Speaker of the House. Let's hope the Speaker of the House, whoever it is, has a spine. And I get that they have to somehow play in the pool of compromise. But let's say someone stands strong, and when they say something, stick to it, right? So McCarthy, Kevin McCarthy, I won the lottery out of California. He looks like he is going to be the guy who becomes the next Speaker of the House. And by all accounts, he has a great rep. I don't know, and we're trying to get him on the show. But he has a good reputation. He's, so far, knows how to navigate the waters of D.C. and knows how to stand tall. But what he's saying is, and he's saying this ahead of time, is, look, I want a new culture as the House Speaker. I want a new deal here when I come into this, if I'm the guy. And he's getting the votes, it looks like. He's going to get the votes. Doesn't mean he will, but it looks like it. He said, a lot of people care about power. That was his word. Care about the institution more than they care about changing lives of everyday Americans. Sounds good so far, right? He was on Morning Joe, and I watch Morning Joe when I can or tape it, just because of the politicians they get on there on the perfect time of day, right, for that. And he says, an effective speaker brings people together, lets every voice be heard, and brings them from the bottom up. We can make some great accomplishments and make some real changes. Maybe he hasn't been in Washington enough. He says, I'm concerned about what I see in Washington. People are concerned about all those other things. And that's got to change. A lot of people think being speaker is like being a team manager. And I said this the other day. I thought this was an interesting comment. But I feel like I'm going to be a team captain, saying that, you know, he'd be more supportive of the players, not be the person constantly out in front. And he's not backing up the call to shut down the government, by the way, over Planned Parenthood funding. Even though he doesn't believe, and he says it, he doesn't believe that tax dollars should be given to Planned Parenthood. So he's saying, I don't think it should be funded, but I don't think we should hang this over funding the government. The House is setting up a select committee to investigate claims made by a bunch of undercover sting videos. But he said that even the National Right to Life organization has asked, I'm going to say this again, the National Right to Life organization has asked officials not to shut down the government over the issue because that would affect the pro-life movement. And bravo for them. They're right. Don't sting the movement because you're bullheaded and pigheaded and think this is the way to get people to pay attention, because they won't. They're right. Then they seem like the bad guys again, the nutballs, the idiots, and they don't want that, and good for them, because they just want it to be about the issue itself, not about you give me this, I give you this. I mean, it's like the mafia, you know? So instead of the swap one huge thing for another, why even go there? As long as McCarthy and anyone saying the same thing, they stick to their guns, because then that's what happens. When it becomes an item, then they have to say, I'm not voting that way. This is how I feel. This is what I said. But bravo, I'm not using this in another way. And that actually would give him a very big chip in the game. There might be some that are opposed to it and say, hey, this is the way to do this. But I think if he knows there's enough backing for that, then he doesn't have to go in that direction, and I believe that's part of the deal. All right, I got to swing into ISIS quickly here, because coming up, we're going to talk to my pal Michael Daugherty, talk about somebody who was a Washington insider, and he's a cyber crime aficionado, and we're going to talk a little bit about the Putin-Obama meeting. I said this the other day, if I could be a fly on the wall, you know, I could pick a few conversations, that would be one of them I would have picked out, because I would really have wanted to hear with no filters what the two of them said to each other after the thaw, because it's been over 10 months. And I still don't think there was any great thaw between them, but they had a conversation. So here's the scoop. A 19-year-old woman escaped from being a sex slave from the Islamic State. She's saying that the terrorist who owned her was an American citizen who boasted of traveling to the United States to visit his family. He showed her pictures of the family. He had a boy and a girl. He had kids. She was captured in August of last year, sold as a sex slave in October. He and his family weren't around, but they weren't far away. So she was referring to Abu Abdullah Al-Amrika, who told her that he had converted to Islam 4 years ago, then went to join ISIS. She was captured in northern Iraq, is now in the United States. She's giving testimony to the FBI to help them capture this guy and others, of course, but specifically him. And she said that the jihadists helped plan and carry out ISIS attacks. That's troublesome, isn't it? When it's right in our backyard, which we know it is, but when you have definite details that cannot really be denied, I think it's outrageous. I do. So some privileged person in the United States, some pampered whiner who has children, no less, decides, yeah, I'm going to do the ISIS thing, and I'm going to sell her as a sex slave. I'll tell her all about my family. I'll brag about going back and forth to the United States. And she said he was telling everyone how to fight, how to ambush, teaching people. He carried an AK-47, a pistol, and a vial of poison. Because the plan was he would kill himself if he got caught. And she said there was just tons of sniper rifles around the house. And he carried a policeman's stick. He would beat her. And there was a boy, another prisoner, and he would slap the boy, do the same thing. And this story is identical to that of another woman who was recently interviewed and told the same thing. So now the FBI is looking for this American. Okay, in the United States, where is he? What did the picture look like? What was the background like? Did he say anything specifically about where he lived in the United States? And I hope they catch him. Catch him alive. And let's hear some details. Because this is exactly what is truly happening. That we have Americans that are being converted to ISIS, and they're going back and forth. It's an open corridor for them, which is unreal and very, very dangerous, my friends. Incredibly dangerous for all of us. And by the way, on the heels of this, and we're going to talk about this a little later, there's a congressional report released that says the administration has largely done hardly anything to stop these Americans who have traveled to join ISIS. Michael Daugherty up next. Stay with us. I'm manic depressed in my best dimension jumper.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
With us in our virtual green room, as it were, Michael Daugherty. He is a senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine. You know him as the powerhouse cyber dude that we have on the show. Love talking to Michael. Michael, last time we talked before we dive into Putin and Obama, you were headed to Australia. What was that conference like? It's one of the biggest in the world.
Oh, that was a really good time. I learned, every time you speak, especially to a foreign audience, you learn as much as you say. I educated them about the unbelievable power of the Federal Trade Commission and all the agencies and how specifically Congress empowered these people a century ago. And then they educated me why this matters to them across the world, about how free trade agreements and all sorts of cross-country agreements have the power of our agencies embedded in the fine print to impact them. So they were very interested. And the Ashley Madison breach had taken effect 2 days before, and that server's in Toronto. And so, you know, the Australians were like, well, who do we sue? There isn't anything you can do. This is the whole thing about how our borders are really crumbling and we're all interconnected in this stuff that's going on in cybersecurity, and everyone's equally vulnerable.
Yeah, and when we say everyone's equally vulnerable, you can't bury your head in the sand. You got to stay on top of things, don't you?
You absolutely do, and yet as an individual, it's really not much you can do but just keep your safeguards up. We are vulnerable to where everything is pooled. And ironically, the most intimate and secret stuff is at the government level. And yet in the U.S. economy, the government is the most poorly protected. How ironic, right? But it's to be expected with these bureaucracies.
Yeah, no kidding. It is ironic, though. There's no doubt about that. All right, speaking of world powerhouses, how about President Obama and the Russian President Vladimir Putin sitting down face-to-face on Monday, like 90 minutes, I think. It's the first time they've talked in like 10 months plus. And there were supposedly a lot of conversation about the Middle East, about Syria, all that kind of thing. What do you make of that convo?
I think that Putin holds Obama in contempt.
Yeah, I do too.
And you know, it shows how the world thirsts for a leader that is strong and would almost bow down to him in spite of their tyrannical behavior. It's really sad. There is no way that Russia and China are going to stop hacking into the United States. I don't care what was said. Talk means nothing, especially with leaders like that. These are professional liars that consider lying just a strategy. And when we have a weak leader, as we have right now, they have such disrespect for him. I'm amazed it went that long, but I'm not really sure anything that would have been talked about is going to be followed through. I think they're just counting down the clock until Obama's gone and putting that up for theater. That's really what I think is going on.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think this is just the countdown to see you later, alligator. And so how important is it for the next person who comes in to have some kind of a relationship that perhaps is better than what Obama had with Putin?
Well, it's really about respect, and that creates the proper type of relationship. This is not about friendship, especially with how these people think. And when it comes to cybersecurity and all the vulnerabilities that our country is at right now, we're not at a strong point. And what's going to make us stronger is building our defenses and having our own free enterprise system build these defenses. They're never going to stop coming in and taking. It's just not. And this being nice is only seen as being weak, as we can see. There's just no... They just can't believe that Obama actually would agree to certain things, and why not? It's Christmas every day in Russia, Iran, and China when it comes to the way the United States is rolling over and not protecting its own and giving the store away.
Yeah, and speaking of China and a state dinner in D.C., boy, that'd be an interesting ticket to have, wouldn't it?
Well, and yes, but notice how convenient that was completely missed by the media because they were so busy with the Pope, and then they had the bonus of Boehner leaving. So there's another thing. What are you going to say? And based on his track record of the U.S. government is not protecting its own, so let alone standing up for itself. So talk always trumps. I mean, walk always trumps talk. And so, dinner's nice, as if we're supposed to have as if that's supposed to make a difference. I mean, and then they had that agreement out, which they didn't even call a treaty, which means nothing. It was just, again, political theater, because anything that Obama is weak at, he's either going to bury or deny or spin. And in this instance, I think they buried it.
Yeah. You know, you are also the author of the book, as people know or don't know, so I'll tell them now, The Devil Inside the Beltway, and it's the expose of the U.S. government's surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, which we're talking about a lot, medicine, small business, all that kind of stuff. So you've done the D.C. dance. Do you think it's gotten better or worse?
I think it's coming to a head. I think there is a lot of frustration. I think the Boehner departure shows that there is a really broadening ground rumbling that knows that we're in trouble and isn't willing to wait around and believes we have to put our foot down. So in a way, I'm so glad the ground's rumbling, whereas a couple of years ago it was just, I thought, delusional and numb. But we're nowhere near. I think... it depends on where If we have leadership again that just does business as usual, then the ground's going to rumble even more. It's going to be a very interesting election. I mean, I just think there's a whole groundswell of people in this country that just want to start flipping the game board and they're fed up because they see what danger we're looking at.
Yeah, I agree with you. Michael Dougherty, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you again.
Great talking to you. Take care.
All right, so interesting, you know, in talking to Michael, who is a great, by the way, D.C. insider, and especially with the cybersecurity stuff as he's mentioning and the concerns in other places, I'll tell you, he's right. There is no question, and I know this from this show, all of you who call, all of you who don't call but listen and send me emails all the time, there is a frustration, and it doesn't matter what, I'm going to say, team colors you wear. It doesn't matter if you call yourself a lifelong Democrat, because you're there, I know you're listening, I know you're sending me emails, or independent, or just tired of all these labels. The frustration is just out of this world now at this point because of business as usual, as he says. So he hit on something really interesting. I think the one common thing that we don't want to happen, one common denominator, I should say, is we don't want another business as usual person no matter what, because business as usual is killing us in the United States, and that's a big part of the problem. We can't just get along anymore. We can't just keep moving down the elevator of life because we're not in those times anymore. And his emphasis, when I asked him on security, especially when we talk about the individual can't really do that much. You and I can only do so much. You can only subscribe to so many areas where you think you're safer and put up all your walls to try to protect your material, but you're not on an island, and there are others ultimately that have your fate in their hands, and this is part of the deal. So the Obama Putin encounter, I thought, was incredibly fascinating. And to be a fly on the wall, as I said the other night, I used to do this thing, if you could be a fly on the wall and hear any conversation in the world, I mean, you could hear any conversation. You could think of really stupid ones that would be maybe a little bit interesting. But you want to hear a conversation I think that would be interesting, I would like the unabridged edition of Obama Putin. In other words, we know there's a translator, but that's it. I don't want anything in between. I don't want anyone tell me what their interpretation is of what they said. I would just like to hear just cold what the two of them said to each other, especially about the Middle East, especially about Syria and ISIS. And I have to imagine Assad's name came up there because, they spent some time together and Assad also is a big part of what really irks the United States, but is, Assad is a Russian ally. So Assad's military, what Putin has said publicly, said just the other day, a couple of days ago in an interview, is capable to fight ISIS and needs to be strengthened. I mean, that's really his position, which is much different than our position. So, or at least the one that we're putting out there. So to me, one of the more intriguing things of the two of them meeting would be to hear what was said there, again, unadulterated, not filtered, not interpreted, just here's what they're saying to each other, and you and I get a front row seat and we get to hear it. We get to hear what Obama says to him about the military buildup and how he says it, because there's an important part of that that we're missing. I mean, was this a friendly kind of not going very deep chit chat? I have a feeling that it went a little bit deeper than that, but we don't know. And Ellen Ratner pointed out, if you missed her earlier in the show, we won't know for years, because she's right. None of that leaks out until it's after the fact. And I would be very curious, and I will bookmark this for myself as to what does come out of it if we do find any more details out about Putin and Obama. So, somebody said to me, hey, tell Putin to tell them to stop hacking our systems because it's really crippling us. All right, stay with us. More coming your way on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Problems with the light. Problems with the light.
In the darkness we're created.
In the darkness, love is grown.
The dog in peace and stillness.
The darkness is our home.
The darkness is our home. The darkness is our home.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Whoa, you know.
I felt we had to dip back into We Can Count to close out this hour. You ready? Here's a good one for you. Do you ski by any chance? Raise your hands if you ski. I have my special glasses where I can see hands across America. And, oh, by the way, outside of our borders, too. Keep them up. I see them. Yeah, yeah. Lots of hands are up. All right, so if you ski, you know it's not a cheap sport. Let's face it. You're not grabbing an old racket and running out to the tennis courts, the public courts. So in Colorado, the land of skiing, and I have been there. I've been to Vail. I've been to a couple of other places, Keystone, and I had the time of my life. But, you know, it wasn't recently. Recently, I'd have to take out a huge loan, including this. Colorado is converting a highway shoulder, you know, a lane on a mountainous highway into an express lane. Hey, you want to ski? You got to get up there, right? So the 13-mile toll lane on Interstate 70 will have what they call flexible pricing depending on the traffic. You could pay anywhere from put down the food if you're eating, $3 to $30. If approved, the $30 price tag would make the lane one of the priciest per mile. Oh, my gosh. I got to ski. I got to ski. Everybody put in their money. Cram everyone in the car. Hold your ski equipment outside because we only have so much space on the roof and in the trunk. I-70 is a nightmare if you've ever been there when you're going up to the Colorado ski resorts, especially get some wacky weather. So this lane would mean that, you know, it would be open 72 days a year, weekends and Monday holidays, they say. And that way you could get up there, get on the mountain, and that's it. La-di-da. So I'd say that's pretty pricey. They're doing the construction. It's happening. It's a $72 million project, and it's got state and federal money. The tolls would pay back that loan that was taken out, which was just shy of $25 million. So there you go. I mean, this traffic congestion, I've been in it, is a major reason why Colorado voters said no to the 76 Olympics. Denver is the only host city in the history of the Olympics to be awarded the games and then reject them. Yeah. And, of course, I mean, they said, no, we don't want it. We don't want it. It's obscene. We don't want to deal with that. We don't want to deal with that nonsense. They knew they were smart enough. All right, so we go from ridiculously over the top, maybe $30 to get to the mountain, to something even more ridiculous, but somebody has some serious bucks to spend. $400 million mega yacht. And then let me say that again. Do you know that somebody owns a $400 million yacht? $400 million yacht. Yes, boys and their toys. This is multi-billionaire Andrei Melnichenko, who is one of Russia's wealthiest men, and that's how much his toy cost. It's got 300-foot high mast, so large, and one is so large, it has a small room inside it. It's crazy. It's called the White Pearl, and it's the largest sailing yacht, period. Largest sailing yacht. It was built in Germany, and it just hit the water for its first trial, right? The previous yacht it looked like something out of James Bond. I mean, it's crazy. Like in 2008, it was called Motor Yacht A, 360 feet. But now, it just seems like a toy boat compared to the Russian billionaire's latest deal. I mean, this is incredible, this yacht. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just so... it's shocking is what it is, the White Pearl. You can film a movie on it and never bump into anyone on the movie set. I mean, it's insanity. That's when you have just so much money. Where do you think he made his money? That's what I want to know. Where do you think he made his money? So we go from these crazy deals with the big bucks, whether it's going to ski or whether it's going for a sale, to SCOTUS denying the third stay of execution for a Georgia woman on death row. Third stay. So think of how long that would take. It would take some time, right? Kelly Gizendander, 47 years old, denied that stay by the Supreme Court in Georgia as well, by the way, as she was scheduled to die by injection Tuesday at the state prison in Jackson. She was convicted of murder all the way back in February of 97, killing her husband. She conspired with her lover, who stabbed the husband to death. So that whole appeal process, you know, was all over the map. But they said no. They denied it. Because first, she had a delay because of the threat of winter weather. Oh, don't worry about it. No executions going on. We got winter weather. Then it was reset after that. But then it was even cloudy, so they're like, oh, it's kind of cloudy, so maybe we better watch on that one. So here you go. I mean, it's a murderer who gets more rights than you can shake a stick at in 18 years, which is crazy. So once again, do we ever think about the victim? What about the victim? You know, there's children involved here. Children who lost a father, whatever was going on there. So they tried again, and they tried again. And every single time, I mean, somehow it just kept getting dragged out and dragged out and dragged out. But that's it. And it's very rare. I mean, this is why I bring it up, because it's rare with women and executions in the first place. I just think juries don't have the stomach for it. You know, I could be wrong, but it seems as though they don't. And so this one's going to happen, that's for sure. After going through the law for 18 years, finally I think that's done. There's nothing else that can be done there. All right, how about this? And I said I would bring this up. A new study came out saying that we've done a miserable job in dissuading people from joining ISIS. I just cannot believe, although how do I put myself in the mind of somebody who would even want to entertain the idea of it, but do you believe that 250 Americans, and there could be more, have traveled overseas since 2011 to join or try to join terror groups, including ISIS? This is this new study that came out and concluded it just the other day. There weren't a lot of details. The details were thin. I even tried to pry some up, but they're careful about the details because then, of course, that gets out there. But there have been dozens who have sneaked back into the United States without being arrested or monitored, including one I talked about earlier that the FBI is trying to find now. This 19-year-old sex slave who gave all the details, and they're trying to find this American. So the findings are, needless to say, disheartening, and I'm being kind. The House Homeland Security Committee Chair, Michael McCaul, was one of the people that was part of that committee that looked at it. It's a 65-page report. And they say that, you know, part of this is because the administration didn't have a strategy to prevent travel abroad. The Obama administration had nothing in play, nothing. No way to identify anybody who returns, tries to commit terror attacks, cope with the new recruitment and technologies that allow the extremists to communicate securely. So of the hundreds of Americans who have tried to travel to Syria and Iraq, they've only interdicted a fraction of them. Several came back to the United States. And in some cases, they're monitoring some of the people. Wow. I mean, to me, that's crazy to say 250 Americans, maybe more for sure, wanted to join a radical group. I mean, a group of killers, period, that murder innocent people. Hey, we're murdering people because they're Christian. We're murdering people because they're not going to throw down their life for Allah. Wow. Anybody else think that's insano? That wraps up We Can Count, and that wraps up this hour. Yo, yo, thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20- 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.